In this video, I'm going to rank every single weapon in the newly released OG Season 4. I am ranking these weapons based on their current builds in OG Season 4, and if there's any I missed, be sure to let me know in the comment section down below. Although, I think I did adequate research here, I don't think I missed anything. If you do go on to enjoy this video and want to see more OG ranking content, be sure to leave this video a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop, and let's get right into this ranking. At my number 21 spot, in dead last place, the worst weapon in OG Season 4 currently, it is the semi-auto sniper. Now, while some weapons have gotten better over the, you know, last four seasons of OG, the semi-auto sniper has not. It is putrid. The semi-auto sniper for the entirety of Chapter 1 really just remained a bottom feeder weapon. And if you want a longer range option, right, just take the bolt, take the hunting rifle, take even the brand new thermal scoped assault rifle. I don't even think that weapon's that good, and I would still tell you to take it over the semi-auto. Genuinely, every time I get this thing out of a supply drop, I just drop my controller and sigh, right? Like, it's just that bad. And not much higher at my number 20 spot is the thermal scoped assault rifle. This is a weapon that is brand new to season 4. And while, I don't know, let's say the chapter 3 version, the reworked thermal scoped AR is decent, this version I think just totally falls behind. And what I will say is, obviously when the original season 4 came out, there was no zero build. But now that there is OG zero build, this weapon may end up getting a little bit more usage, where I could see it being decent in zero build. Obviously I play build mode, just because it does have such high damage for each shot, but it's just such a slow fire rate, way too much recoil, and it's a novelty item, right? It is just not good. Moving on to number 19 is the regular scoped assault rifle. This is, again, another weapon that shouldn't really come as much of a surprise that it's at the bottom of this list. The scoped AR, for me personally, was a pretty bottom feeder assault rifle throughout the first three seasons of OG, and I think that stands still in season 4 as well. And that's going to be the case for, honestly, the rest of the OG seasons, at least for season 5, 6, and probably 7 before it got a buff. It's just not the best long range weapon in the game, and it's not the best assault rifle in the game, so it just doesn't fit any category, and yeah, I wouldn't recommend taking it currently. At number 18 is the semi-auto pistol, and I don't even know that I can call it the semi-auto pistol, because yeah, back in the day it used to be semi-auto, but now it is fully auto. And at the end of the day, right, you're not going to carry this weapon into mid-game, you're not going to carry into late-game, you're basically only going to use it if it's the only weapon you can find on the ground, and it's decent at close range, right? Like, you can do some good damage, you can outgun SMGs. If someone misses their shotgun shot, yeah, you can take them down with this pistol, but at the end of the day, how much higher can I put it? Honestly, no higher than this. It is just your basic pistol. My number 17 spot is the revolver, and obviously while the revolver is much harder to use than just your basic pistol, you are rewarded for being good with this weapon. I'm talking over 100 damage on a headshot. That's huge, right? Because you can take out somebody who doesn't have shield with a singular shot. It is a high risk, high reward weapon. I know so many people love the revolver, and while I'm not the biggest fan of this weapon, I can see why people enjoy it, and in the right hands, it can be really good. I mean, we've all seen the ninja clip from back in the day. At number 16 is the suppress pistol, and it's just kind of more of the same with these pistols. Like, you're not really going to take them into mid or late game, but they can be decent in certain situations, and that's definitely the case with the suppress pistol. It's genuinely just decent. Like, I don't really have anything to say about it. I don't think this is a hot take at all. It's just a mid weapon. And my number 15 spot is the suppressed SMG, and it's not that this weapon is a bad weapon at all, because it's not. It's just the close quarters weapons that I would argue up until Chapter 1 Season 5 just didn't stand a chance because the shotguns were so strong. Obviously, this is not a weapon you're going to be using at medium to long range. You're only going to be using it at close range, and anything at close range is just dominated by the shotgun meta. So obviously, it's not this weapon's fault, and the spray meta when it comes in Chapter 1 Season 5 will help this weapon's case. I just couldn't put it any higher. Moving on to number 14, that is the TAC sub, and yeah, basically everything I just said about close quarters weapons this season being dominated by the shotgun meta goes for the TAC sub, although this is a good Fortnite weapon. Like, using the TAC sub has made me realize how dirty they did it when it came back in Chapter 2 and just how weak it was. Like, this thing can absolutely shred people. And again, like, I'm not saying that these weapons are unusable, right? You can use them at close range, and as long as somebody just misses a singular shotgun shot, yeah, you can fry them. But more times than not, if you try and use these weapons against a pump shotgun, you're just going to get put down. So yeah, moral of this video is that it is a tough season to be a close quarters weapon. At my number 13 spot is my hot take for this video. I'm going to go with the guided missile. Now, I don't really know if this is a hot take. Like, I don't really know where the community stands on this weapon right now. To me, it doesn't feel overpowered or strong by any stretch of the imagination. If anything, I think you put yourself in a pretty vulnerable spot when you're using this weapon. The amount of times I've killed people are just sitting in their box Hawks, you know, controlling their guided missile and just totally left their body alone, like, it's just tough for me to get around the fact that you have to leave your body to use this weapon. That only really works if you're playing in, like, a team game mode when somebody can watch over you. While yes, you do still get big time damage out of this thing, right? You're looking at over 100 damage when you land this missile on somebody. It's very difficult because they can hear it from a mile away. It's on visual audio. It's blinking bright red. Like, all you gotta do is just place four walls and a ceiling, and yeah, you countered somebody who's using this weapon. With that being said, I think the value is really, really in those third parties, right? When two people are fighting and you're, you know, standing 200 meters away and you're able to fly that rocket and control it and just land it on somebody for a free kill. But other than that, I don't see this weapon being very useful. Moving on to number 12, that is the hand cannon, right? We all know and love the Deagle. It's not at its peak form yet when, you know, they buff it so that it one-shots walls. It's still a very good weapon and in the right hands can definitely be deadly, but I don't see it being like a top-tier must-carry weapon this season, and that's why I think it's at the spot where I put it. Like, yeah, it can be deadly, but in the hands of most players, I think it's just going to be like a novelty weapon. Moving on to my number 11 spot is the Hunting Rifle. Now, the Hunting Rifle is a great long-range alternative this season, although I do still think the Bolt is better. For me, the Hunting Rifle is what I take if I can't find a Bolt. The one-shot headshot is always going to be the reason why it is high up on any list. And although it misses being outside the top 10, it's another weapon that, yeah, in the hands of the right player, can be absolutely devastating, right? Like, you'll always see the good players. They're running impulse grenades and they're running hunting rifles. And the advantage is there's no sniper glint on the hunting rifle, whereas the, you know, semi-auto sniper and the bolt action, you've got sniper glint, which is another reason why I think a lot of people like to use the hunting rifle. And while I'm not the biggest fan, I can acknowledge this thing can be unbelievable. Moving on to number 10, that's going to be the grenade launcher. And I think the grenade launcher has one weakness, and that's really the fact that the grenades just bounce everywhere. Like, it's just so difficult to actually control where your explosion is going to land. I think in your team game modes, you're going to see great value with the grenade launcher, but in solos, I just really wouldn't recommend taking it. I honestly think it's just a really hot or cold weapon. Like, to me, it feels like I'm either always hitting people for big time damage, or I'm just never hitting anybody at all. And I kind of hate that feeling. I hate that inconsistency, and that's why I'm not the biggest fan of the grenade launcher, or at least as strong of a supporter of this weapon than most of you guys probably are. Moving on to number 9 is going to be the LMG. Now, the LMG is a weapon that is pretty polarizing, I feel like. In my opinion, this is not the most useful version of the LMG we will see, and that's not even this weapon's fault. While yes, it has unfathomable recoil, right? Like, the recoil is just so, so difficult to control. You get 100 bullets, and really, you should only be using this weapon to just jump into people's boxes and spray them down with it. It has a DPS of over 200, which is kind of crazy if you think about it. Like, this weapon is really, really strong. It's just like, when are you really going to use it, right? You use it in someone's box, well, they're just going to pull out the pump shotgun, and the recoil makes it so you can't use it at medium and long range. So I feel like this weapon kind of falls into an interesting spot in the meta right now. I don't think it's great, but it's also not terrible. I see why people love this weapon. And the same can be said at the number 8 spot with the minigun. I think they both basically serve the same purpose, right? They are both LMGs. They're both just spray weapons, right? Waste people's mats, jump in somebody's box, the whole 9 yards. The LMG is way more accurate than the minigun is, but the minigun can spray so many more bullets, which is crazy because we're talking about an LMG that's got 100 bullets before it's got to reload. I really dislike how they made it so you can only hold 500 light bullets with the minigun. Like, I wish it was 999 like it used to be. But I don't know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. And while I do think the minigun is better than the LMG, it actually has a higher DPS than it by more than 20. Honestly, these weapons are pretty interchangeable, and that's why they're back to back. My number 7 spot is the Burst Assault Rifle. I think some people will be arguing with this take because some people really love the Burst AR this season, and while I will argue in that blue through legendary version, it feels really strong, those lower versions just feel so inconsistent, and I guess just with the Burst AR as a whole, the bloom feels atrocious. Like, the amount of times they only hit one bullet in a burst or zero bullets in a burst is crazy. Like, it feels like my bullets are going everywhere, and I just don't like that feeling. Like, am I gonna take the regular AR or the Burst AR every single time I pick up the regular AR? I'm not denying that the Burst AR is a decent weapon. I just think it's not the best assault rifle this season. And my number 6 spot is the heavy shotgun. I've seen a lot of heavy shotguns roaming around in OG, and it kind of confuses me because I never thought the heavy shotgun was a crazy good weapon. But again, like, the close range meta this season is dominated by shotguns, so I see why people like using the heavy shotgun. It's got much better range than the other two shotguns on this list. And while it doesn't hit necessarily as hard, that doesn't mean it doesn't hit hard, because it does if you hit a headshot. And if you get two of them and you're double pumping heavy shotguns, yeah, they're a good substitute for a pump shotgun if you can't find it. And yeah, honestly, I don't have a ton of negative to say here. And my number five spot is going to be the bolt action sniper, right? One shot headshot, over 100 damage to a body shot. It's everything that you want from a sniper rifle. This is the best long range weapon this season. I don't think there should be any argument about that. It is the best sniper this season. It is the best scoped weapon this season. And yeah, it's overall just really solid. There shouldn't be any confusion on why it's this high up on the list. And honestly, you can make an argument it should be even higher. It's a great sniper. And my number four spot is going to be the assault rifle, and it's more of the same with the bolt action, right? Like, it doesn't do anything bad. It's just all around very good. This is my assault rifle of choice this season, and it was that way throughout all three seasons of OG. You've got the SCAR, of course, one of the best weapons in Fortnite history. I've got nothing bad to say. It is a great weapon. My number three spot is going to be the rocket launcher, and I haven't used the rocket launcher in a long time besides OG because, well, it just hasn't been in the game. And oh my god, I forgot how much damage this thing does. 121 damage in the legendary version is unbelievable. The ability to just pull out that much damage on somebody almost instantly is so good. Like, I think I forgot how good the rocket launcher was. Like, sorry RPG, I wasn't familiar with your game here. This is a weapon that I think every single time you see it on the ground, you should take. There's no reason why you can't fit the RPG in your inventory, especially in those team-based game modes. This thing goes to work. We are now inside my top two, and these weapons shouldn't be a surprise here. My number two spot is the TAC shotgun. It is an incredibly strong shotgun, and that is only proved further by double pump, right? If you go pump TAC, I mean, this thing becomes unbearable to go up against. And while I don't think it's the best shotgun in this season, there's no denying, right? Like, if you are a TAC shotgun fan, you can go up against a pump and beat somebody easily. I think all the shotguns this season are just incredibly strong, but the TAC and my number one spot are by far the best. And that weapon at my number one spot, I've been talking about it all video, it shouldn't be a surprise, it is obviously the pump shotgun. This thing is still so strong, double pump is still everywhere, there's no reason to run an SMG, you just run two pump shotguns like you have been doing for the last four seasons of OG. Like I said earlier, this shouldn't be a surprise, everybody is running the pump shotgun and it will continue to be that way for a little bit, and this weapon only gets a little bit worse in season 5 when the spray meta comes in, but this is the Fortnite classic weapon, it is one of the best weapons in Fortnite history, and for a good reason. I mean, the damage is unbelievable. Being able to one pump is crazy, and you can't understate how good this weapon is. It's unbelievable, and it is easily at my number one spot today. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that OG ranking video. Again, if you want to see more OG rankings, be sure to leave this video a like so I know that's what you guys want to see, and let me know in the comment section down below what type of ranking video you would want to see next. If you did go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like. As always, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.